have dip in your hip, a glide in your stride. Welcome to the Mothership, the home of the travelers of the universe, with shows throughout the week. Everything you want, everything you could need. From the paranormal to the supernatural, from the spiritual to the unknown, from emotions to comedy. You can find us at Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and so much more. This is Riff Nation Network, the RNN. And now, your featured show. Shall we begin?
Perfection and you. P-E-R-F-E-T-I-O-N, perfection. We may seek perfection, but we too falter. Perfection is unattainable, no matter how hard we try. What is perfection to you? Why is it so important to you? Do you feel the need to impress? Or have you spent your entire life trying to please because of that unattainable attention you craved for when you were young? Were they not pleased? Perfection. I try so hard to be perfect, to do everything right, complete. Those words you wrote just didn't say what you wanted them to. They weren't elegant enough. Your hair, it just isn't straight enough. It isn't curly enough, pretty enough. Who is that reflection that you see in the mirror? Is she perfect enough for you? Was she perfect enough for others? Sometimes you just can't recognize her anymore. I spend so much time straightening up, cleaning up for the perfect abode. That picture, it just isn't straight enough. There's a speck of dust in the corner. So much dust. Dust that needs to be swept into the past. You just want to be comfortable, but each tiny, irrelevant item shouts loudly at you. P-E-R-F-E-C-T-I-O-N, perfection, it won't let you rest. Perfection is unattainable. Why do you want to be? Is that person you want to be? Attainable? Who are you trying to please? Can't you just be happy being you?
Okay, so basically, I'm acting as if we are in a Perfectionist Anonymous. You know how they have AA and all that. Well, this is PA, Perfectionist Anonymous. Hi, my name is Ariana Cherry, and I'm a perfectionist. I'm an overthinker as well. I've been like this since I was a small child. An example of this, here is my story. I was in third grade, 8 years old. We used to take spelling tests. We would take a pretest on Mondays. And if we got 100%, we didn't have to take the test again. So I was always getting 100% every Monday because I strived to get all those spelling words right. We would get those spelling words on the Friday before. I'd go home and study that list like just like nobody's business. Yes, and I loved school, and yeah, I did have friends, but I did a lot of studying, but I would study that list and I get 100%. And then came a Monday. I did not get 100%. I missed one word. I missed one word and I was so devastated. You would think my world ended. And I cried and I cried. And my teacher, she had to come to me and say, "It's okay. You're fine. You get to take this on Friday." But I'm like, "I never take my test on Fridays. I always get 100%. She goes, "But it's fine. You didn't fail. You can take it on Friday." I'm like, "But I always get 100%. And so at that time, the teacher knew we had been building a house. My parents had bought some property. And so she started, had to change the topic just to get me to stop crying. She started asking me about my house and how it was going, you know, and just try to say, it's fine. Of course, Friday, I got 100%. And you better believe all week, I studied that word that I missed because I was not going to miss it. I got 100% on Friday. But I was just so upset. That is how big of a perfectionist I was. And I still am today. It's horrible. I am so hard on myself. I strive for everything to be just right. And even though I know perfect can't be achieved, but why do we do this to ourselves? The struggle for perfection is a never-ending one. It is a quest that can lead to anxiety, stress, and even depression. When we strive for perfection, we're setting ourselves up for failure. There is no such thing as perfect. And trying to achieve it will only lead to disappointment. There is no such thing as perfect. Let's say that again. There is no such thing as perfect. It will only lead to disappointment. But we do it. At least I do it a lot. It is important to remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's important to remember that everyone makes mistakes. And it is okay to make mistakes. We are only human after all. Or perhaps should we say we're souls having a human experience. But saying that is easier than done. I lecture myself when I make mistakes. I get mad at myself when I make mistakes. But do you know why we get mad? Because we care about the things that we're doing, the things we are creating, which gets us into this whole perfectionism thing in the first place. But we're hard on ourselves because we're passionate. And trying to get away from the whole perfect thing is still difficult. But I think that is one of the things that we all strive for as human. We want to be perfect because we think people will love us better. But the thing is, we want people to love us for who we are, not because we're perfect. We should not let our failures define us for who we are. It is okay. We will falter in life. It's a part of life. It's a part of the journey. It's our journey of, like, you know, to why we're here. You know, we all have a reason that we're here. We all have an assignment. We may not know that from the moment we're born. We may not even know that as little kids because we're too busy playing. Somewhere down the line, we will find why we are here. Because like I said, we're human. We all have an assignment. We've made some kind of contract. You know, God or whatever higher power you believe in, he gave you a reason. He made you. Your higher power made you in their own image. He didn't make us perfect. He made us to make mistakes because that's who we are. If everyone was perfect, it would be so boring and we'd have nothing to learn. Because we're all here to learn. We're all here to complete that assignment. We're all here to teach others, and we can't be perfect doing it. Because if we were perfect doing it, nobody would really want to listen to us after all, because then they would see that we can't achieve the perfectionism that we've achieved. But instead of striving perfection, we should focus on being the best that we can be. This means setting realistic goals and working hard to achieve them. My dad always said, as long as you do your best, then you're fine. Just do your best. Because if you do your best, you know you've done a good job. It's only when you haven't done your best and you know you didn't do your best that you didn't try hard enough. But that doesn't mean being perfect. Just be your best. This also means accepting your flaws and imperfections. Because we were made with plenty of flaws. I know I have them. And one of my flaws is trying to be perfect. You should see me when I'm trying to do a piece of art. Oh my gosh. Like, I draw a little bit and then I erase. I draw a little bit and then I erase again. And then I finally start getting it together. And then I'll go down to Josh and I'll say, hey, how's this look? He goes, oh, it looks pretty good. And I'm like, I don't think it does. Does it look like a kindergartner drew this? And he'll be like, no, it doesn't look like a kindergartner drew this. Because again, I so incredibly hard on myself. And we remember to try not to be so perfect. To be you for a reason. We're not here to impress anyone. We are all unique and special in our own way. We should embrace our individuality and we should stop trying to be someone that we're not. We are all here to learn and to deliver messages that we were meant to give during our time here on Earth. We are not here to be perfect little robots. We are humans with messy lives, but that's okay. Life is messy. Nobody promised us perfect. Just be the best that you can be. Love everyone. Love everyone as they are. If you accept everyone else's imperfections, you can accept your own. But yet, you know, I do accept people's imperfections and I don't judge. But I think the problem is I don't accept my own perfections. So maybe that's where I tend to falter. So not only should we accept others' imperfections, we need to learn to accept our imperfections. Because when we're trying to be perfect, we're not being who we truly are. And who knows about the fake messy house? Okay. I mean, the fake clean house, not the fake messy house. Okay, we're not saying we all have messy houses here. But someone texts you and says, hey, I'm coming over about 5 or 10 minutes. And you're like, oh, crap. You know, I've got dishes in the sink and I've got this on the table and I've got medicine all over the counter. Oh my God, the newspaper and mail, it's all over the table. And what do? Well, this is what I do. I hurry up and try to clean everything up. And then I go in the living room and try to straighten everything up. And I throw all the dishes in the dishwasher. Like I'm just running around with her chicken, like a chicken with her head cut off. Because I'm trying to create the fake clean house. There's actually an episode on Everyone Loves Raymond when Deborah is actually trying to create the fake clean house. Because whenever Raymond's mom comes over, she's like always like getting on to her for having a messy house. It's also one of my very old favorite classic sitcom shows. But it's so true. We worry about what everyone else thinks. And we need to learn to accept that we have messy lives, that it's okay to have things out of place. Everything does not have to be perfect. So, just a few things. Remember, it is okay, you. It's okay to be you. It's okay to accept your imperfections. And they don't call me the crazy cat lady for nothing. We have Finley, and he accepts me for all of my imperfections. And Susan, yes, she never feels good enough. I never feel that I'm completely good enough. Like, I have my art in a gallery right now, and I feel so out of place. I keep wondering, why did they put my art? Why did they vote to have my art in this gallery? These people are way better than me. But yet, I'm there, and I can't seem to accept that my art is good enough. So whenever I don't feel that I'm good enough, I kind of look at my kitties. You know, they accept me for who I am. As long as I feed them and clean up with them, they accept me for who I am. And you know, cats, animals, for the most part, they accept each other. We know there's the food chain and all that. But little kids and animals, they don't go around judging everybody. And it's if we could get back that childhood innocence, that innocence, you know, because, you know, we wouldn't worry about everything. And Susan, yes, my dog is what? Is it fame because of the cats? I'm sorry. We don't have any dogs around here. It's just my kitties. We do have a bird. My kitties don't bother it. I just have to get onto them every now and then. But they have still accepted the bird. But yes, we have to accept ourselves. And it's one of the hardest things to do in life. But what we need to do is accept our faults. We need to accept that we are enough. And anything that happens to us in life, whether it be negative, it is not our fault. A fan. Yeah, my dog is not a fan because of the cats. Yeah. Well, you know, if we had a dog, my cats wouldn't be a fan of them either. And I'm sure the dog wouldn't be a fan of them because there would be more cats than him. That's why we just have cats. So I'm trying to say, so we can try not to be perfect. You've got to accept your faults. You need to accept you for who you are. And you need to recognize that the negative things that happen in your life. Oh, your dog is a fan. Oh my gosh. I keep messing up. I'm sorry, Susan. Your dog is a fan of the cat because of the cats. Good. But if we learn to accept ourselves who we are, if we learn to accept that God or whatever higher power you believe in made you in his image, then we are acceptable. God wouldn't have created us, you know, to be any other way. He knew we wouldn't be perfect. Your higher power, mother, you know, Mother Earth, you know, none of us, we wouldn't have been created, you know, perfect because it just can't exist. Isn't that right? Finley knows that perfect can't exist. He's always loved me anyway. So, you know, like I said, I strive to be perfect, and I'm sure there's many other people out there to strive for it. There's a lot of things in my life that I always felt that happened because I wasn't good enough. You know, I won't go into it on this episode. I'll do it later on. But, you know, I had a relationship that was very, very hard on me. And we'll probably get more into that in October. But, you know, at first you think it was your fault and there was something wrong with you. But, you know, God and your higher power created you so that you could teach and learn the lessons that you're supposed to here on Earth. He made you the way you are for a reason. We make mistakes for a reason. We make mistakes so that we can mess up and learn again. That's just life. And in the moment, it's hard to remember that. I can sit here and preach to you about how important it is to be perfect. And yet, after I'm done with this, I'll go back and I'll get mad at myself and I'll say, oh my God, that show at the beginning, there was no sound. I totally screwed up. Oh my God, they didn't hear me at the beginning. I had to start all over. Oh my God, are they like going to think my show sucked? And that's exactly what I'll do because I worry about what other people are going to think. And that's just me. So I will sit here to you and preach about how we need to accept our faults and everyone makes mistakes. So when I get done with this, I need to accept that. Yeah. Oh my God. So on the show about perfectionism, my internet goes out. I mean, internet was kind of working, but for some reason, when I'm doing my show or I'm connected to the internet, my Wi-Fi goes through like the two or three different channels and it will disconnect and reconnect. And it is so annoying. So I'm sorry if you missed any part of that. I was really trying to wrap up my show and then it decided to end. It decided to end when this wasn't working. I'm trying to wrap it up and then the internet connection just goes out. So I am logged in on my phone. So bear with me as I try to end things. But it just goes to show that I need to accept that even my show can't be perfect. Maybe next time. Okay, so as I was trying to say is that all of this talk about perfectionism is totally making me tired, like really. So what I have to end this show with is, I think, a beautiful video. It is of me playing the baby grand piano in our church. And the video is of all these pretty clouds just streaming on by. And it gives you a chance to just relax and reset and just remember who you are and remember that you can't be perfect. Just be who you are. And you know, like the song that I played, I didn't even write any music to it. I basically sat down at the piano bench
and just kind of kept playing whatever came to me and what chords came to me. And just the video is really nice. So I'm going to end this with this very pretty, pretty piano tune and just listen to the music and watch the clouds go by. And remember that you are loved. You are good enough. We can't be perfect, but you are special.